Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts D-Rock and JR for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
Mail call today from the fine folks at Woodford Reserve.
Nice. I like Woodford.
Yeah. So this is going to be fun. This is their brand new Woodford Reserve Batch Proof.
Okay.
So this is like a yearly release, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
And I think you've had the previous years, which...
I've had a couple of the last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, which I give you a call and you brought that one in. So we're going to AB it with this current one.
Yep.
So it's the annual limited edition high proof expression. It comes in at 121.2 proof. Celebrates the commitment to craftsmanship of master distiller Elizabeth McCall. It showcases flavored nuances created from batching 100 plus different Woodford Reserve barrels together, then presenting that bourbon to the exact proof from the barrels. The barrels used to create batch proof are drawn from many different dates of production and matured in various warehouses and different floors within those warehouses. So as you know, most Woodford comes in at 90.4 proof, which is still good, but...
Yeah.
121.2, this excites me. I haven't tried this one yet. I think you've tried it, but
I have.
So let's definitely dive in and see what we think about this. On the nose, it says you should get vanilla bean, brown sugar pecans, tropical citrus fruits with the dusting of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Definitely get the fruit.
Yeah.
It's very fruit forward.
Definitely see the brown sugar pecans. I'll give them that.
And you get some proof. I mean, you definitely feel like this is going to be a higher proof offering.
Yes. This is the first thing I've drank today, so this may be a little higher proof for me. Have you already had a drink today?
I may have had a few already.
Okay, there we go. So you're ahead of me. All right, well, let's try it. That's good.
There's a lot going on.
There is.
It's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fruity. It's really sweet.
On that first initial sip, it definitely reminds me of Old Forester.
And it
that
does. Could
be because it's the Brown Foreman thing. But
yeah.
That first sip, I was like, man, that... Tastes like one of those higher proof.
Yeah, like just the single barrel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This says sweet toasted oak, cocoa, juicy pineapple, dried strawberry, and spiced berries. On the finish, it says dried strawberries, toasted oak, and raw honey.
Hmm.
Okay, second sip, not as hot.
Get some more oak on that second sip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is one you can just chew.
Yes.
There's something constant. It's constantly changing in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Are you typically a Woodford fan?
I am of these. I love the batch proofs.
Okay.
I think I've got three of these, and they are fantastic. I also have, we'll try it too, the historic barrel entry proof, mm-hmm. which was a special release last year. And then the double oaked are really, it's phenomenal. That's a distillery only.
Okay.
I was able to have a sample of that, and that was, if you like the double oaked, which mm-hmm. I think that was kind of one of my gateway bourbons into this hobby.
Mm-hmm.
The double oaked is fantastic. The double oaked is amazing.
Okay.
Just a whole nother level, but I think that's distillery only. The batch proofs are fun because, you know, the Woodford at what not was it 90, they're all at what 90.4 proof.
Yes.
I think.
Right.
You know, it's a solid bourbon. It's a good mixer. It's something nice to have and just sip on as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for those of us that have kind of moved beyond in our normal drinking, some of the lower proof stuff, these batch proofs are a really nice way to enjoy Woodford and kind of experience what the potential for Woodford is.
I'm the same way. Woodford was an early get. My brother was into it.
Yeah.
Big time into the double oaked. So that was an early thing that I tried years and years and years ago. In fact, one of his favorites is that Sonoma Cutrer that they put out. Gosh, I don't know how many years ago that was, 8 to 10 years. Mm. So he got me hooked on that. So I've always followed Woodford. Yeah. And so, but these batch proofs are, this is great.
Now these are coming in, I think, 700 milliliters, so slightly smaller mm-hmm. bottles. And we don't know how old they are.
Oh, yes. That's
right. They're not age stated. And they I think they go through the heat cycling in mm-hmm. the warehouses?
Yes. His barrels drawn from the upper floors of our heat cycled warehouses tend to possess higher proof presentations, including this limited edition batch. Batch proof allows consumers to taste Woodford Reserve exactly as it comes out of the barrels.
So the heat cycling that's supposed to what kind of super age it in a way?
I think so.
Is that the process?
That seems like that's, I think that's what I was.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's, they're pricey.
Yeah. $149.99 is where this one is.
Yeah. I think there was a price increase over last year's, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think if you're looking to try something a little higher proof, mm-hmm. a lot of flavor, I don't think you can go wrong with batch proof.
Is this one you seek out every year or?
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. The last few years. That's definitely one. You know, Woodford comes out with a couple of special releases a year, and, mm-hmm. and the batch proof is certainly one that I look for, just because they really have been consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
At least the last 3 years that I've gone after them.
Yeah. So let's see what do you got for us next. Yeah. Let's
do that. So I brought along so we can kind of try it. It's last year's batch proof.
Okay.
This one came in at 124.7, so just a slight bit higher on the proof scale, but I haven't had this one in a while.
All right. So, this will be fun.
Be almost like trying it blind.
Yeah. Make it a little more oak on the nose versus the last one.
Yeah. It's not as fruit forward.
No. Now, was this one the same price, or was this year the first year it went up? Or
this year it went up. Last year's, I forgot what they were, but I remember when I paid for this year's, so I was like, oh.
Yeah.
There was a price increase.
All right. Let's try this. Huh. To me, it doesn't drink as hot, even though it's a higher proof. Maybe
I was just going to say that.
Maybe because it's been open a little while, but.
Possibly. But yeah, I thought it certainly drank way below its proof.
Yeah.
To me, it's a lot oakier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get the same, like, the fruits and lot of the sweetness that I got on the new one.
No, I didn't get that Old Forester thing on that first sip at all.
Yeah, this was a lot more oak.
Yeah.
But I really like it.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
It's the good oak.
Yes. Yes. I might like this one a little better.
Hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what this other one is once it has time to open up and sit out a little bit.
Yeah. But I think, they're
both great.
They're really, really good.
Yeah.
I couldn't find I would have brought the other one, but I couldn't find it. It's somewhere. No, it's somewhere in the morass of bottles that I've got. But,
did you say morass?
I said morass.
What is morass? I've never heard of that.
I don't recall. It works. It's the context in which it's used that I used it, but I think it just means like the craziness.
Okay.
The chaos.
Okay.
I don't know.
Morass. Yeah.
And then you want to try this historic?
Yeah, history? Let's do that.
So the last one I got, so this is another, this is a special release they had last year called the Historic Barrel Entry. And for those of you that are Makers fans, mm-hmm. that was what their special release was last year, was the historic entry or the low entry proof.
Yes.
So this is what this is. This is a, I think they put it in the barrels, I want to say like 105 proof instead of the standard 115 proof,
mm-hmm.
Which means, there's less evaporation. So the flavors are more concentrated in the barrel. This was then proofed down to 90.4. So it's the same proof that you would get a normal Woodford at.
Okay.
But they just wanted, this is kind of like an experiment they did, I guess, to see how this did at a lower entry proof.
Have you AB'd this with a regular Woodford?
I have not.
That'd be interesting to see. I'm assuming, given the cool bottle, this is not a cheap purchase.
It was the same price, in the same price range. I want to say it was like $99. Something. It wasn't crazy.
Not as much of a nose as the other ones.
No. The other thing about these bottles is that, man, they are heavy.
Yeah.
They've got this crazy, like, I love the bottles. Like, they're, mm-hmm. the bottle's probably worth buying the bottle anyway.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic bottle. But yeah, I get some fruit on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the proof's definitely not there. Just the way it was on the batch proofs.
Is it almost like a fig type thing? Like,
could be.
Yeah. It's good. You definitely get a little bit of that cherry thing though.
And again, a lot of oak.
Yeah.
It honestly kind of reminds me of the first batch proof without the proof.
Okay.
Like I get, to me, it seems very fruit forward with the oak.
Yep.
You're just not getting that proof. I mean, it's what, a 30 proof points lower.
Yeah.
So, but you get a lot of the flavor. And it would be good to AB this with a regular Woodford just to kind of see what that process does.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like this one too. So you said this was probably about $99.
Yeah, like I think it was like around 90 something.
Okay.
Something like
that. So if you'd like any of this stuff that we've tried today from Woodford Reserve, you can just go to woodfordreserve.com or facebook.com/woodfordreserve. Find out all the information. Take a trip up to the distillery. It is beautiful. They've always got special bottles. Maybe you'll find a double oaked.
Yeah.
You never know, but we need to go. We just need to make a trip up
there. I would love to. I've never been.
Yeah. It's right close to Glen's Creek. One of our favorites. It's a couple doors down from there, and the place called the Stave, which has incredible food. So yeah, definitely worth the trip. Awesome. Take a drive up. Yeah. So next week I'm doing another shootout. I'm going to blind you on some stuff. I had an idea. So I think it's going to be fun, and I'm going to see.
Fun for who?
Fun for all involved. And in fact, I'm going to make a call upstairs, see if C-Money will come down and
all right.
join us. He hasn't been on in a while.
That'd be good. I actually had some listeners asking when C-Money was going to be back
on. He's a popular guest.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun. So come back next week for that shootout. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
All right.
I may not even tell you to. I'm not even going to tip you off, I don't think. We're just going to it completely blind.
All right.
All right. See you next week.
See you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.
Whiskey and Rock is produced by Meadman and is a Wise Company production. Our show is brought to you by Zoom. For more information, go to zoomcorp.com.